Halloween approaches, doesn't it? Hobgoblins and witches. And we don't just mean the campaign season. No artist was more successful at producing sinister by suggestion than Sir Alfred Hitchcock. It's Saturday morning. Why don't you all take a nice shower? John Mocheri, the distinguished conductor, has conducted the Danish National Symphony Orchestra to create new recordings of Hitchcock classics in a new CD. It's called Music for Hitchcock. The album also includes an explanation of why those pieces of music work so well to inspire suspense and horror. Maestro Mocheri joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Happy to be here, Scott.
Let's listen to a few clips. Track 7 on this album is from Strangers on a Train. Now, what do you hear?
Well, this is Dmitri Tiomkin, and this is really epic. This is huge music, right? This is not something that takes place in the living room, like Dial M for Murder, which takes place in a room. Now we're going into a train station, but we're also dealing with this psychopath who wants to make a deal with this famous tennis player. And so you get the sense of monumentality. And what happens later on in this cue is you start to hear very George Gershwin-esque kind of jazzy stuff. And you ask yourself a question, how is it that all of this can live in the same world of Hitchcock or Dmitri Tiomkin, the composer? But just to take Tiomkin for a moment, Tiomkin was studying in St. Petersburg with Glazunov and the great Russian composers when one day he came across a score to Alexander's Ragtime Band. And he played it and he said, you know, I want to play this. I want to go to that country. What he didn't realize was that the man who wrote Alexander's Ragtime Band, a man named Irving Berlin, was also a Russian Jew who had come to New York, but he thought this guy, Irving Berlin, was like this quintessential American.
And so he was.
And course he was. And then Tiomkin became that too, I suppose.
Well, let's listen now to This Is Obscene of Love.
From Vertigo.
Vertigo, exactly. So Jimmy Stewart has been trying to turn Judy into Madeline. And
well, this is where she does appear as the woman he thinks is dead. And the music is based on the sequence from Wagner's Tristan. But Herman takes it and extends it and distends it. It's distended into the point of, listen to this. He really does this extraordinary thing. And it's therefore a very 20th century idea that Herman would take something that was already long and take a little slice of it and then expand it. And in the case of Vertigo, a number of people have pointed this out, it is the longest score for any film by Hitchcock. There's very little dialogue. If you watch Vertigo, Hitchcock trusts Herman and trusts just the music as dealing with the subconscious longing of this character. It's quite extraordinary.
I think we have to get to a discussion of one of the most recognizable music moments in movie history, in history.
Sure.
Of course, this is Psycho. And, you know, this is just strings, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, there are a couple of reasons why it's just a string orchestra. First of all, there was no budget. You know, it was budgeted like it was a television series. So he had to make the best of that. He did say, it was a black and white picture, so I wrote a black and white score. And so what Herman does is he uses all of the latest techniques in how to play string instruments. I mean, they don't just play with the bow across the strings and pizzicato, but they play close to the bridge, away from the bridge with mutes. Part of what makes that music so incredibly frustrating is that all of the strings have their mutes on, and yet they're asked to play fortissimo. In other words, they're fighting against the very thing that is not allowing them to play loud. And so it's a little bit like screaming through a glass wall. You know, you sort of hear it and don't, like little bees in a bottle, and then sometimes it gets to be so scary and gigantic you can't believe it.
Can you point us to a piece of music on this album that we ought to hear on the approach to Halloween?
Oh, I would say start Rebecca. because Rebecca is a character who is dead, mm-hmm. and she haunts the house Manderley, and we go into the past, and the ghost of this incredibly beautiful woman is haunting the score. And at the same time, there's this feeling of it's beautiful, but I shouldn't be here. And somehow Franz Waxman creates the most amazingly beautiful, romantic, and yet deadly sound.
I gather, conduct this music in concerts without the films.
That's right.
Make a point of doing that?
Yes.
Because
I believe that the music that's good is just good, just mm-hmm. like we don't expect to see dancers when we do The Rite of Spring or The Firebird. Mm-hmm. And I'll also tell you another thing. When I first played the Psycho in Leipzig with the Gewandhaus Orchestra, this was just after the wall had fell, and it was in the early 90s. Now, the people in Leipzig had never seen the movie. Now, normally when you play Psycho and you get to the shower music, people laugh. Yeah. And they laugh in that nervous way of, I remember when I used to be scared, and now I'm sitting comfortably in a concert hall, and I'm not scared. Yeah. Nobody laughed in Leipzig because no one had ever seen the movie. They just heard it as music. Mm. So those who argue that you like this music because you saw the movie, well, that's true. But you can also just like this music because it happens to be great orchestral music.
John Malcheri, joining us in our studios, the new CD, Music for Hitchcock. Thank you so much, John.
Glad to be here, Scott.